Coach, can you give us your thoughts on the game?
Okay, it was a very good game, and a battle game, I must say. It was a game which was rather close from my standpoint. My guys actually stuck to the task, but nevertheless, they had the better of us. I believe this team we have actually is a work in progress, and you would agree that this team is relatively young, average about 20 years old. And we can only go from strength to strength. We've learned a few errors we made today. We are cognizant of this, and we intend to rectify this for our next game, which is a couple of days away. And I'm adamant that we will not make the same mistake again, and we should be better in the other game.
What was the game plan coming into this contest?
The plan was to not concede, and if we do concede, try to equalize. We aimed for a draw. The truth is, we aimed for a draw, and if a win came along, all the better. And it's apparent we can plan A did not work, and then we moved to plan B, but then we were punished.
How surprised were you by the fact that your team's physicality and tactics on the field were able to pretty much hold Canada for a good 45, 50 minutes?
I was not surprised. As a matter of fact, Canada, in an earlier press release, they did indicate that one of the things that they are aware of, we play very physical, and we knew they were anticipating that we would play them physical. And I mean, from the time we lost this guy, then the red card, well, they had a very, very early yellow card, and that in itself hindered what we really wanted to do.
Can you give us a sense of, we're not too familiar with your team, do most of your players play in amateur leagues? Are there any of these players who play professionally?
Yes, there are semi-professional. The right defender, Bernal William, plays with the big connection in Trinidad. The left defender, the left fullback, Kurt Frederick, is also with the big connection in Trinidad. We have number 8, Zane Pierre, who about a month ago moved to Italy, Genoa.
So he's with that team?
Genoa, yes, Italy.
And what did you think of Canada?
I have seen them play better. The truth is, I have seen them play better. For one reason or the other, they look rather average, I'll be honest, today. And the build-up towards this game, taking into account we only arrived last night, the guys got to the hotel about minutes to 2 in the morning. They had to wake up this morning. I knew that I would have not seen the full potential of my player. I mean, this is inexcusable. We got there late, that means we were unprepared. If you fail to prepare, prepare to fail. But we still went into this game with the view of winning, because we came here to not participate, but to compete in this competition and win.
Was the late arrival just a matter of finances?
Not quite. It has to do with the way the flights operate back home. We only have 2 airlines, which are Air Canada and WestJet, who operates from St. Lucia into Canada. And they only fly on Thursdays, Saturdays, and Sundays, respectively. And that is the best we could have done. And maybe finances had a little to do with the time that we arrived.
Talk about the play of your goalkeeper, Iran Casius. He had a strong game, and the scoreline doesn't really reflect his play, but he makes a pretty big save.
Yes, he's the sort of person who enjoys playing in these games, and these big games. He has done very well in the past. He's a very experienced goalkeeper. And as you rightly said, the score does not highlight the game that he had. And you're right when you say that.
Your last game was a 4-0 loss to Barbados a couple of weeks ago. How would you rank the play of your team today compared to that game?
The truth is, the game in Barbados, I wasn't at that game. I was in the United States. I came here on Wednesday from New York. And as a result of Hurricane Irene, I was unable to travel to St. Lucia, so I flew out of New York. So when that game was played, I was not part and parcel of the Tory party. But from all reports, there were four players who we tried at that game. Only one out of the four made it for obvious reasons, and that is Rickson Augustine, who we did not use today.
What did you learn from this game that you'll be able to take into the return contest with Canada?
It's very apparent that the Canadian team are very comfortable on the ball. And our guys, I'm not too sure. This was a huge game for my players. I don't think they've played before a crowd of such magnitude before. And the atmosphere, unprecedented. And I believe they probably got a bit carried away. And as a result, they were not able to focus as they used to. It is a fact. I mean, some of them, those who play semi-pro, they are used to crowds, but not crowds such as these. And the crowd was really rallying behind the team. That goes without saying. Anytime you play football and there's a 12th man, you are in good nick.
What kind of crowd, what size crowd will there be when you play them at home?
I used to see about maybe about 1,000, but I am certain, having played this game today, and the score, taking into account what transpired in the game, I am certain some more persons are going to come out, because this game has been the game, we anticipated to be the most difficult game. And if we lost 4-1, taking into account that we had a red card and a penalty, I believe that the fans will understand that despite the team is a work in progress, we are there to compete in this tournament, and they will come to support us.
Where are the games going to be played? Beausejour?
Yes, at the Beausejour Stadium. Okay.
Thank you very much, everyone. Final score in the Puerto Rico match, St. Kitts is confirmed a 0-0 final.
Thank you, Coach.
Is that great for you or
you?
How are you, Coach?